What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Now, I always knew that black folks was cool. In the words of the late, great Stuart Scott, as cool as the other side of the pillow. But what I didn't know, and maybe you didn't either, is that black folk literally invented cool.
I didn't know.
Frederick McKinley Jones. He got over 60 patents, including ticket dispensing machines, a snowmobile, a soundtrack synchronizer that he sold to RCA. But those inventions pale in comparison to 40 patents for air conditioning and refrigeration. Oh, absolutely. Frederick McKinley Jones is the godfather of cool. You know the Thermo King Company? He co-founded that. In 1949, it was a $3 million business. At the equivalent of $40 million today. Keep up. See, the portable cooling units that he designed were very important during World War II. It preserved blood, medicine, food, for the army to use at the hospitals and on the battlefields. See, the refrigeration units were solely made for the military until after the war. And then they became available for commercial use. Frederick McKinley Jones was born to an Irish dad and a black mom, May 17th, 1893. And not much is known about his mother. It was said that she left his life, and you can't see my air quotes, but left his life when he was a child. I mean, could her black self been ran out of that Covington, Kentucky town after reproducing with an Irishman? Who knows? If so, that would have been ice cold, because he was the godfather of AC. Never mind, keep up. What we do know is that his father had difficulties raising him on his own. He was a railroad worker, wasn't making much bread. So by the time Frederick was 8, he was sent to a rectory in Cincinnati, Ohio. He was raised by a Catholic priest, Father Ryan. And 2 years later, his dad died. The next year, when Fred was in the 6th grade, he dropped out. He began working odd jobs. But by the time he was 14, he was a self-taught mechanic. By the time he was 19, he had built several cars, and Frederick was known as that dude in the Great Lakes Bay region for racing cars. 1913, by the time he was 20 years old, he'd earned his engineering license in Minnesota, and 25 years later, he'd be inventing refrigeration and air conditioning that would literally be one of the coolest inventions ever. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
Hey everyone, it's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.